Hello, I'm here to tell you about GCSE history at Hetman Dwight Grammar School. Now at Hetman Dwight we do quite a mixed course at GCSE history, which offers a little bit of something for everybody really. A lot of people, probably the most common question is, why should I do history? Well, the most important reason to do history at GCSE is because you're interested in it and hopefully you enjoy it. We want students who are going to be actively engaged, who want to find out more about history and who want to take a part in history lessons. So that really should be the first criteria that you choose to do any GCSE, I suppose, but history especially. Now, another question that I get asked quite a lot is, well, what's the point of GCSE history? Unless, of course, you want to be a history teacher, which is no finer profession. But that what history does do is give you a lot of skills which are transferable to other subjects, are valued by employers, and make you a really good prospect. History GCSE is a well-renowned GCSE. It's a good academic GCSE. It's got a good reputation. Colleges like to see it. Universities like to see it, and employers do as well. And that's because of the skills that it gives you. And the skills that I'm talking about are things like being flexible, being able to change your approach to things, to have an inquiring mind, to ask questions, and also to, of course, make judgments and formulate your own opinion. And of course, much of history is about understanding people. Problem solving is a key element to history, of course, is trying to work out the reasons for things that have happened. And of course, it will also help you with your report writing skills. Communication is absolutely key to GCSE history, be it analysing, selecting, organising, communicating clearly. And that could be in written form or it could be verbally as well, of course. So it gives you a huge range of skills, and actually, you know, it does open up a whole range of careers as well in history. Many people who I was at university with have gone on to do law and work in law. Journalism is another one. Civil service, of course. What that would make the important point that doing GCSE in history doesn't limit you, because many people who do GCSE history, A-level history, or even a degree in history, go on to work in areas like finance, of course, or insurance, or even medical work as well, of course, because of those skills that history gives you. So what exactly do we study at Hetman Dwight? Well, our course breaks down into four actually main elements. We look at a modern world course, and we look at another course which is very much focused on British history. So that's how it's divided into two. But more specifically, each section, the modern world course, is also divided into two elements. So we look at Germany, first of all, between 1890 and 1945. And we look at how Germany started off, has changed during that period, for quite a long period of time, over a 50-year period of time, how it started off with the Kaiser as an autocracy. It went, of course, to the First World War. It became a democracy. But then, of course, it went back to being a dictatorship again. And Nazi Germany is one of the key elements, of course, that we focus on, both before the war and during the war. The other modern world area that we look at is conflict and tension between the two world wars, between 1918 and 1939. And for that, we look at the aftermath of the First World War, the Treaty of Versailles that tried to keep the peace, the League of Nations, which tried to prevent a war from happening again, and of course policies such as appeasement, but also of course Hitler's foreign policy, which ultimately led to the outbreak of the Second World War in 1939. So both those elements comprise the modern element of the course. And then we go back, and we actually go back to Norman England, but look in much more depth and detail than you will have done, say, in year seven. And we look at Norman England, we look at how the Normans invaded, how they kept control, and what life was like in Norman England. And we also do a historic environment study on that course, where this changes every year actually, and we will study something from that period, be it Durham Cathedral, the Tower of London, Pickering Castle. It changes every year, and we do a historic environment study from Norman England. And then the final element of our Shaping the Nation course is a broad sweep through British history. The title of the course is Power and the People, and it's a fascinating course which looks at how the people and well, how power changed over the centuries. It goes really from 1100 right up to the year 2000, and we look at how gradually people gained more power, how they challenged authority, and how power changed from being very much in the hands of the monarch to the hands of the government. But we also look at things like, of course, women's rights, workers' rights, minority rights as part of that, and we focus on the events which really, really shaped history throughout the last millennia, really. So I think there's something for everybody, as I said already, in the history GCSE course. I'm not going to lie to you, you know, there is written work. The way that you're examined, of course, is two exams at the end of year 11. They are two-hour exams. One of the exams covers the modern world course, the other exam covers the Shaping the Nation course. There isn't any coursework. It's all examination, but what we will do at Hetman Dwag is prepare you thoroughly for those exams, and hopefully you will enjoy the course along the way. The other thing that we have done in the past as well is run a GCSE history trip to Berlin. Obviously for the last year it hasn't happened because of obvious pandemic reasons, but we're really hoping that that is something that we will be able to run again in the future. If you've got any questions about GCSE history, please ask your history teacher, either through Microsoft Teams or email or in lesson time. Thank you very much.